VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich in uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal, also referred to as the JCPOA. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the limits set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. European signatories of a nuclear deal with Iran are calling for an urgent meeting of Abu Dhabi is redeploying some of its forces inside of Yemen as part of a strategy to pursue dialogue in the country. Saudi-led coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki indicated Monday at a press conference the UAE would nevertheless remain part of the coalition led by Riyadh. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Daif al-Hashemi, who is Minister of Information for the Houthi-led administration in Sana'a, told Arab TV he did not think the UAE is withdrawing from Yemen, but rather is leveraging its position with the Saudis. He claims the Houthi-led forces have inflicted a defeat on the Saudi coalition and that now both the Saudis and the Emiratis are trying to find an exit to the impasse. Hilal Kashan, who teaches political science at the American University of Beirut, tells VOA.
The UAE has for the most part achieved its objectives in Yemen, and therefore there is no further need to maintain heavy equipment and a sizable military presence.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of a resolution calling for sanctions against Georgia amid increased tension between the neighboring nations. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, recommended that Moscow levy sanctions over Georgia's unfriendly actions. Relations between the two nations have been strained in recent weeks. On Sunday, relations worsened after a Georgian television host gave a profane monologue critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin on live television. The U.S. State Department has approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. Defense Department's Defense Secretary Cooperation Agency said the package would not alter the basic military balance in the region. The potential deal has angered China. Beijing considers the self-ruled island part of its territory and has vowed to take control of it by force if necessary. As governments and international organizations around the world condemn last week's bombing of a migrant detention center in Libya that killed more than 50 civilians and wounded at least 130, VOA's Heather Murdoch brings us to Tripoli, where desperate migrants are still trying to travel.
This is the sound of a quiet protest behind the walls of a compound where hundreds of migrants remain detained outside. Naima, who has been living here for about a week, says her Tripoli home is still in a war zone.
So the house completely is not good. There is no door, there is no window, so it's not safe to stay.
At a detention center in the suburbs, other women and children languish. It is getting harder and harder to cross to Europe, she says, because of closing seaports and growing anti-immigration sentiment in the Western world. But like many migrants, Mercy says, for her, there is no going back. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Tripoli.
Some in these migrant camps fled extreme poverty in Nigeria and are victims of human trafficking, bound to continue their journeys by their belief in West African magic. Pushing back against criticisms of his administration's rollbacks of environmental protections, President Trump touted America's clean air and water in a speech from the White House on Monday. But experts and activists say Trump's policies, including pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, have undercut the country's environmental record and leadership. In 2017, the president pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, a global pact to mitigate climate change championed by the Obama administration. And after several weeks of controversy and large angry street protests, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is no longer alive. It is in fact dead. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
One, the voice of America, VOA One.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the...